Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, October 15th, and today is National Mammography Day.
I wear the color pink on the field for the rest of my career. To all the survivors and the ones that's going through it, we will continue this fight against breast cancer.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Atlanta has had highest homicide rise during COVID. The Georgia Board of Regents adopts a new tenure policy for state university system. Norcross's Buford Highway Master Plan envisions a denser, more urban corridor. Gwinnett CTE students were honored in national and international competition. A Penn State student from Gwinnett County earned the Juju Smith-Schuster Foundation Scholarship. And finally, the Buford Corn Maze earns national honor. Plus, we're joined by Ben Bailey, one of the owners of Local Republic in Lawrenceville, and he's here to tell us what they'll be bringing to the Good Taste Gwinnett virtual cook-along event.
We were doing some grilled pork belly with lettuce wraps and a scallion salad. It's outstanding.
And we'll talk sports with GDP Sports editor Will Hammack.
He committed to Ole Miss. He had a Georgia and Georgia Tech also in his final three. So he's a 6'10", 250-pound kid, has a very bright future at the next level and beyond.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Nothing sets up my family for a good morning like having fresh fruit with our breakfast. That's why I turn to Publix. With delivery and curbside pickup powered by Instacart, I can get all the fresh produce I want from anywhere I am and have it in hand in as little as 2 hours. With Publix and Instacart, I have more time to enjoy mornings around the table before starting the day. Prices vary from in-store. Fees, tips, and taxes may apply, subject to terms and availability. Visit Publix.com/shop. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Atlanta's homicide rate during the coronavirus pandemic increased more than 50 other major American cities, according to a new survey by the personal finance website WalletHub. WalletHub compared the 50 cities based on homicides per capita in the third quarters of this year, last year, and 2019. Data from the study is also based in some cases on preliminary police department crime statistics. Here are the top 10 cities where the most increases in homicide happen. First, Atlanta. Second, Memphis, Tennessee. Third, Chicago. Fourth, New Orleans. Five, Baltimore. Six, Indianapolis. Tied for seventh, Washington, D.C. and Detroit. Then ninth, Louisville, Kentucky. And 10th, Columbus, Ohio. In some places, more general uncertainty and fear caused by the pandemic is leading toward criminal activity. In other places, it may be police fear of doing their job because of the heightened scrutiny.
Verity is the youngest ever full professor at Yale.
I got my tenure at 28.
Oh, really? Bart, when did you get your tenure?
I got my tenure right here.
The University System of Georgia Board of Regents Wednesday approved controversial changes in tenure policies at 25 of the system's 26 colleges and universities, despite opposition from many professors. The changes will replace a tenure system that allows professors to be fired only for a specific cause, following a thorough peer review process, with a new system that permits professors to be dismissed if they fail to take corrective steps following two consecutive subpar reviews. The changes in post-tenure review, which will apply to all system schools except Georgia Gwinnett College, stem from a working group formed in September of last year that reviewed the current policy and submitted recommendations to the regents in June. About 1,500 professors across the university system signed a petition opposing the changes ahead of Wednesday's vote. The regents approved the changes without discussion. Visitors who drive through Norcross on Buford Highway see an assortment of land uses along the corridor. There are shopping centers, used car lots, auto repair businesses, gas stations, pawn shops, a 24-hour sauna, an extended stay hotel, office buildings, a couple of townhome communities, auto parts stores, car wash, fast food restaurants, post office, a soon-to-be-open library, and a new five-story apartment building. What they won't see is one common theme or design running through all of those uses, but that could change in the future. The Norcross City Council recently voted to adopt the Buford Highway Master Plan, which outlines plans for how the corridor between Jimmy Carter Boulevard and Beaver Ruin Road should be redeveloped, adding a denser, more urban feel along at least parts of the corridor. The master plan breaks the Buford Highway into three distinct sections or nodes. Those sections are the Beaver Ruin Node, the Downtown Node, and the Jimmy Carter Node. Meanwhile, the Downtown Node is in the middle, stretching between Summer Hour Street and just south of Carlisle Street. At its center is the existing Brunswick Apartment and Retail Development and the soon-to-open new Norcross Library branch. At the September meeting of the Gwinnett County Board of Education, several students were recognized for top finishes in national and international competitions. Nabil Kasim, a senior at North Gwinnett High School, earned second place in the Entrepreneurship Role Play Competition at the Distributive Education Clubs of America International Career Development Conference. DECA is an international association of middle school, high school, and college students that prepares emerging leaders and entrepreneurs for careers in marketing, finance, hospitality, and management. Tania Pinkston, a ninth grader at McClure Health Science High School, finished second in the Career Preparation Competition at the 2021 Health Occupation Students of America, or HOSA, International Leadership Conference. HOSA provides students with opportunities to develop as leaders and future employees in the healthcare field. Daniel Jung of Mill Creek High School finished first in the Related Technical Math Competition at the Skills USA National Competition. Skills USA empowers its members to become world-class workers, leaders, and responsible American citizens. Congratulations, Nabil, Tanaya, and Daniel. There was a shooting Thursday morning in Lawrenceville. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
Gwinnett police are investigating a shooting that happened Thursday morning at a Lawrenceville area home. Public Information Officer Hadeshi Valet said police were called to the home on the 2600 block of Gloucester Mill Drive Thursday morning. Valet said there is one victim in the shooting, but the victim's identity has not been released. Hadeshi Valet said crime scene investigators are gathering information from the scene and have not yet determined what's led to the shooting. For more updates, please go to GwinnettDailyPost.com. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse?
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
For more than 75 years, Chick-fil-A has captured the hearts and taste buds of guests from 2 to 92. We invite you to join us for a live storytelling journey around the values and vision of Chick-fil-A founder, S. Truett Cathy. You'll hear stories of the company's humble beginnings and 75 years of growth. Take a sneak peek into the future at our test kitchen and training center, plus a one-on-one visit with Chick-fil-A's Heritage Archives. Book your virtual tour today at tours.chickfilA.com.
And backpedaling to the end zone, getting rid of it, off the hit, and picking up a man in stride. It's Smith-Schuster. Smith-Schuster inside the 30. Stiff arm, and he's going to go 97 yards for the touchdown.
Lawrenceville resident Damian Massey, who is a student at Penn State University, is one of four students nationally to be honored by Pittsburgh Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster with a Juju Foundation scholarship. Damian earned the $5,000 scholarship along with Fernando Ramirez of Azusa, California. Philip Sandoval of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Darian Colligan from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Juju is an NFL receiver and the youngest player ever to reach 2,500 career receiving yards. Off the field, he supports youth through his charity, the Juju Foundation. Since 2019, the foundation has been committed to philanthropic efforts such as supporting Pittsburgh's local charities and children in need. The Juju Foundation Scholarship was created to help students facing financial burdens. Each recipient receives $5,000 toward their education. For the third straight year, the Buford Corn Maze has been named one of the top 33 corn mazes in America by Country Living magazine. The Buford Corn Maze, a family-friendly agritourism site in southern Hall County, was once again the only corn maze in Georgia to make the list, coming in at number 18. The list was published in the magazine's online edition at countryliving.com. Country Living pointed out all the kid-friendly activities as reasons for visiting the Buford Corn Maze and suggested combining a trip through the corn maze with a nighttime visit to the maze's popular haunted forest. In its 13th season, the Buford Corn Maze is open through November 14th this year and features a 5-acre corn maze, haunted forest, hay rides, 2 popcorn jumping pillows, a farmer's combine slide, animal viewing area, corn box, and pumpkin patch.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Good Taste Gwinnett is a virtual cook-along event that's happening on October 21st and 28th, and Local Republic in Lawrenceville will be showing us one of their specialties.
Yeah, so my name is Ben Bailey. I'm with Local Restaurant Group. We're located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. We represent Local Republic. We have Strange Taco Bar. LR Burger is one of our concepts as well out in Monroe. And we also have an event space here in Lawrenceville called Laundry Events. So we represent Lawrenceville well.
And you are bringing, well, not you, Ben, but one of your chefs is bringing a nice little taste from Local Republic for Good Taste Gwinnett.
Yes, absolutely. We're doing some grilled pork belly with lettuce wraps and a scallion salad. It's outstanding.
Yeah, no, can you tell me more about it? Because just on the surface, that sounds amazing.
You know, pork belly is right. It's just a fancy word for bacon. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just the true term for bacon, and maybe bacon became the fancy word, which is great if you think about the history of it. But, you know, it's just basically the entire bacon slab that usually gets braised down. It has the fat cap on it, so it's usually very soft and very moist and just has just this great appearance to it. And it's full of, you know, that bacon flavor, right? So it's just, in essence, a large slab piece of bacon. And then, you know, we take the chef for this one has actually taken an Asian approach and then has treated that, you know, marinated up with some soy and ginger and created some scallions and did a little bit of lime juice with that for that nice little pop and acidity. And then all of that's just going on your lettuce wraps and then gets topped with a little miso paste and some gochujang, which is a Korean spicy sauce that goes on top of that. And then add a little scallion salad to the top of it. So it's, you know, a lot of flavor, a lot of things going on.
And it sounds incredible. And what I love is with Good Taste Gwinnett, you can find all the information at goodtastegwinnett.com. Good Taste Gwinnett is a virtual cook-along. So your chef from Local Republic, Ben, is going to be teaching us how to do it, not just showing or not just fixing it and saying this is what it is. He's going to be teaching us how to do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I know it's you know, there's a lot of components that go in this. So hopefully it's going to open up people's minds. They're going to have to start digging a little bit deeper in the grocery store to find some of these ingredients, or maybe head down to one of the farmers markets to get what they need, which is exciting, right? We don't want to just sit there and make the old standard. And if you're going to have a chef show you something, you get to really learn some new techniques. You get to, you know, play with some new ingredients that maybe you haven't messed with before. And that's what this is about, right? Virtual cooking, being able to interact with a chef. So that's awesome.
And is that the approach that you have at the restaurants that you have in your group, is to make it a little outside the norm?
Yeah, we've always taken an approach that we, you know, we're kind of a culinary Sherpa. We want to take you up the mountain, try to find something new, but it's always about bringing just a new experience and new flavors, and hopefully things that people will enjoy. Of course, we have, you know, things on the menu that are going to be standard and comfort, and that's what you're coming to find. But we always have something on the menu that's going to stretch out a little bit farther, and hopefully people will dive into it and enjoy it.
Ben Bailey is a co-owner of Local Republic. They're a part of Good Taste Gwinnett. You can find all the information at goodtastegwinnett.com. It's a virtual cook-along happening on October 21st and 28th. It's free registration, but VIP tickets are available, yeah. And you can check all that out online. Ben, are you going to be cooking right along at home in your kitchen?
Always. We absolutely enjoy these events. It's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of this and have it.
And tell me, before I let you go, where exactly is Local Republic again?
Yeah, so we're downtown Lawrenceville on the square. Our building's looking directly at the old courthouse, so the historic part of Lawrenceville.
So you can do the virtual cook-along with these just incredible lettuce wraps, and then go to Local Republic and taste test to see how good yours were against theirs.
Definitely. Definitely.
To celebrate Good Taste Gwinnett, Publix wants to give you $50. Call 404-997-8655 to win. That's 404-997-8655, and you could win $50 from Publix.
And now here's GDP sports editor Will Hammack with a look inside Gwinnett sports.
Will Hammack is the sports editor of the Gwinnett Daily Post, and let's dive into it, Will. Tell me about the football games from last week.
Yeah, it was an interesting week as far as Gwinnett football goes, just because for scheduling reasons, the Gwinnett County Public Schools were on their fall break. So a lot of teams chose to take the week off. A few of them played on Thursday. So really light week. We had three games on Thursday and three games on Friday. Out of those games, most of the interesting results came from Region 8-6A, which played all their games last week. I think what stood out to me is Shiloh getting a 9-0 win over Winder Bear. They continue to play great defense over there, and for Shiloh to be 2-0 in the region, that's a nice start to pushing towards what they hope is a playoff berth. And also a big win for Lanier last week to get their first region win. They got some defensive scores late and some turnovers that really turned the tide, ran the ball well, and a 48-14 win over Central Gwinnett. So that was nice to pull away and get that victory. And then our only 7A team that played last week, Duluth, they went outside of region play and scored a 42-12 win over North Clayton. So that's three wins in a row for Duluth after an 0-3 start. So it's encouraging the way they're trending. And again, they're trying to make the playoffs as well.
And Will, who are the football players of the week?
For us, from Shiloh, was our defensive player of the week, Bryce Pollock. He's a junior cornerback. Just had a really big game. He was a big part of that shutout over Winder Bear while they were able to post a shutout. He had three interceptions to go with five tackles in that win. Certainly a big part of why the Shiloh defense is playing so well. He's kind of a lockdown cornerback for the Generals. So congrats to Bryce Pollock. The offensive player of the week is from Lanier. Their quarterback, Carson Thomas, he's a versatile kid. He's played some wide receiver in his career, runs it really well. But in this game, he was 10 of 11 passing for 175 yards and a touchdown. So he was getting it done through the air and, of course, still gets it done running the ball. He had nine rushes for 88 yards and three more scores. So congrats to Carson, a senior quarterback over there for the Longhorns.
And Will Hammack, there is a lot of sports, high school sports talent here in Gwinnett. there was a big signing with a basketball player.
Yeah, the most noteworthy commitment, as always, it's a week of commitments. But I think the biggest was with Malik Ewan, a basketball player from Burtmar. He committed to Ole Miss. He had a Georgia and Georgia Tech also in his final three. So he's a 6'10", 250-pound kid, has a very bright future at the next level and beyond. I think it's going to be exciting to see what he does. He averaged about 17 points and 10 boards last season for a state runner-up Burtmar team. Very talented kid, and Ole Miss is getting a really good one there. So that was the big recruiting news. I think on the softball front, North Gwinnett junior Bella Faw, she committed to the Tennessee Volunteers, so another SEC commitment this week. She's a big-time hitter and infielder for the Bulldogs, so congratulations to her as well.
And back to the basketball player, you said Malik is 6'10"?
Yeah, he's a big part of that Burtmar team. He's a guy that plays inside, but he also passes really well, blocks shots, rebounds, can shoot the ball pretty well. I think he's got a bright future. He could be a forward or a post at the next level. So there's a lot to like about him. I know Ole Miss is doing a great job on the recruiting front. And it's the kind of kid that Georgia and Georgia Tech would like to keep in state, unfortunately, but he went over to play for the Rebels.
And Will Hammack, as the sports editor for the Gwinnett Daily Post, what are you looking forward to this weekend and coming up early next week?
Well, we're in the middle of the state softball playoffs. The round one just got finished up this week, so we're heading to round two next week. That'll be pretty exciting. The volleyball playoffs are about to kick off as well. And then a big cross-country meet this weekend, the Coach Wood Invitational. We're talking more than 3,200 runners, and the majority of the Gwinnett schools will be running there. It's named after a former Gwinnett coach, Rick Wood. He coached at South Gwinnett and Grayson. It's always one of the big cross-country meets of the year, kind of a tune-up for the region meets, and should be a competitive meet on Saturday.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, I always appreciate you when you join me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville this fall. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.